The Government Accountability Office said in a report Wednesday it identified almost 2,300 wells around the country that have not produced oil and gas since 2008 and have not been reclaimed. Frank Rusco is the Director of Natural Resources and Environment Issues at GAO.
Really, the only thing that the Department of Interior has to use to plug and reclaim wells is the bond. And if the bond is inadequate, as it almost always is, then ultimately the federal government will have to pick up the cost.
The report says bankruptcies by well operators could cost the government between $46 million and $333 million in potential reclamation liabilities. The wide range reflects the unknown cost of cleaning up sites. Rusco says the bonds were
established 50, 60 years ago. Since then, technology's changed a great deal. Wells have gotten deeper and longer, and the bond rates haven't gone up. They haven't even been adjusted for inflation.
GAO recommended federal officials increase the amount of bonds companies must post before drilling. Current rules allow companies to post bonds of $150,000 to cover their wells nationwide. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.